Father, I just ask you today, Lord, that you bless this word, that you open up the people here that they might hear. And above all, Lord, your Holy Spirit is welcome in this place. Let it be your Holy Spirit that brings forth the understanding that we all need. That we might understand that those things of the world are not a part of us and are not to be a part of us. If we are to be leaders, we must be of you, God, not the world around us. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. If you are going to be a leader for God, your standard must become God's standard, not yours. You no longer are to hold the same value system as the world. You're no longer supposed to act like other people in the world. You're not supposed to do the same things as other people in the world. You are to become an ambassador for God, which means you are to carry yourself on a higher standard than most. You are to become an example of God, Christ, as He walked the earth. If you're going to be a leader, these are requirements. Do not misinterpret what I'm saying to you in the wrong way, which means that Jesus did not relate to the people of the day, because He did. People followed Him everywhere. But was He like everybody else? No, He held the standards of God high. And if you're going to be a leader for God, you must get your head out of the world and into Jesus. And if you cannot do that, you cannot be a leader. Amen? Alright, let me just start right here. And this is what it really boils down to, is the next few verses. It says, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. I reiterate once again, you gotta keep your pants on. Amen? You gotta not be a wine bibber, a drinker, a person that does the occasional drugs. You gotta separate yourself from the world and the darkness that is in it. By the way, you must choose your friends. You must pick the friends that will help you and elevate you. Amen? Not the ones that by your very association, they will taint you. There are some in this room that have had friends that they've had since day one. They were born, raised with them. And you may have stayed on a path and they may have gone astray. You're not to stray with them. You're to stay on the path. If you want to be a leader, these are basic things that you must apply in your life. You must be an example of a person that has a committed life under the things they're supposed to be a leader in. If one day you're in church and you're doing Bible study and the next day you're missing church, that's not an example. Amen? If one day you're giving a testimony in church about what God has done for you in your life, and the next day you're at a party, that is not an example. I'm trying to get people to see the standard that God would have you to raise. You must separate yourself from the people and the things of darkness. And it must be a line drawn in the sand. And it is not relevant how long you've known these people. It is relevant that you have been bought with a price, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. It goes on to say, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What does that mean? That means that you are not to be like everybody else in the world. You're not to be about the same things as everybody else in the world. You're not to act like everybody else in the world. You're to act like a child of the living God. You're to learn self-control in your life. You're to learn how to get a handle on your anger and your wayward thinking. Amen? You must stay in the Word of God in order to be transformed. There is only one thing that causes a person to grow in God, and it is not your prayer life. Although you must have a prayer life. That is your communion, your communication with God. The Bible says that you must desire the sincere milk of the Word of God in order that you might grow. It doesn't say pray more, although you should pray a lot. But it does say that you must desire that sincere milk of the Word of God in order that you might grow. You must learn the Word so that you can properly answer any questions that might come about the hope that you have. What kind of a leader is it that does not have an answer for a new person that wants to know the truth? How can you be a leader if indeed you personally have no knowledge yourself? How can you teach on things that you yourself do not know about? A leader must be a teacher. A leader must be knowledgeable in the things of God, and a leader must live a lifestyle that is of God. Are you hearing me? There are many people that get saved and they think just because they were a boss on a job or something like that, that they should be the boss in Christ. Not so. Not so. You are a novice, regardless of your age. And you need to be seasoned before you become a leader. Amen? These are the truths of being a leader. Let's go on. You are to prove daily what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What does that mean? You must stay in the will of God. You must not put your desires above the things of God. You must be in the center of God's will on purpose. Do you understand? That means like you come to forks in the roads, and we all do. One is the easy route, which is what most of the church accepts as okay. And the other is the straight route in Christ that is going to cause you to grow daily. And that is the route you must consistently take. You see, being a leader is taking on responsibility for new people, new believers, which means that they're going to look to you to be an example. You must be an example in every way. It says, "For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly." What does that mean? You must put aside your fantasy world. You must put aside your self-righteousness. We are all the same. We've all been bought by the blood of Jesus. There is none better and none less. A rich man is just somebody that has money. Money is an inanimate object. It has nothing to do with where they're at spiritually. I got news for you. Those of you that are brainy and have high intellect, that has nothing to do with who you are in God. The one that is highest in God is the one that thinks least of himself and most of others. How else could you be a leader in God? There are some in this room that can memorize many scriptures and verses. Right away, it comes easy, but your walk does not match your knowledge. You must bring the level of your walk to the level of your knowledge and walk it out every day. Your intellect will not get you into heaven. Your relationship will. And you must be a person that has that relationship with God. Do not misunderstand what I said. I told you, you must pray. You must fast. You must seek God's direction or else you're never going to figure out His will for your life. But I also told you that you must be a student of the Word of God so that you can give an answer to every question that is asked. Amen? Oh, and by the way, not your version of it, but God's. A lot of us will twist the Word so that it will make us look good. It's better you look bad and tell the truth. Better yet, if you look good while you're telling the truth. Amen? It says, but to think soberly, what does that mean? You're not to be the class clown. Did you get that? Not the jokester. Not the one that's always making fun. Nobody listens to clowns. Even at Barnum and Bailey, I assure you, they look at them the least. If you're going to be a leader, you must be sober, transparent, dependable. Are you hearing me? I would never in my life in the world, nor now, follow anybody that has a clown-like attitude about life. Life is a serious thing. There is joy unspeakable in it. It is an enjoyable thing to be about, but it's not a giddy kind of thing to walk around in your life with. The things of God are serious, and you must be sober and vigilant always. For your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Most clowns I know talk too much anyway. And as they're in the middle of trying to be funny, they speak much sin. How do I know that? He who speaketh much sins much. So you must be a person that chooses your words. Are you hearing this today? I want you to understand that I'm talking about leaders in Christ. And you're all called to be leaders. Some leaders are one, some leaders are 5, 10, 20, 1,000. But each of us is called to be a leader. It says, for as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. Find out as a leader what your function is and slide into that slot in the body of Christ and do your job to the best of your ability. Don't try to do everybody else's job. Make sure you're doing your job. It says, so we being many are one body in Christ and individual members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives with liberality. He who leads with diligence. What does diligent mean? You must be dependable. You must be a man or a woman of your word. Your word has got to mean something. If I can't trust you to be on time, what can I trust you with? If you tell me you're going to be somewhere and you don't show up, how can you tell me that you're a leader in God? Would God send me a leader that is a liar? And don't do that Christianese on me. Well, you know, brother, the Lord led me to do this. There are many people that act the most spiritual that are usually the most immature. They got excuses, but the fact speaks for their walk in Christ. Amen? Because the Bible says, make your yeas, and your nays. Are you hearing this? I know, Romans 12, leadership chapter. Why? Because you start as a young leader. And you grow up into a great leader. But you gotta start young. Amen? So be diligent. It says, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Are you happy in your calling? Because if you're not happy in your calling, maybe you weren't called for that. Amen? I'm here telling you, that we all have got to accept responsibility. Do not misinterpret what I'm telling you as an excuse for not doing what your mentor, teacher, person in charge of you tells you what to do. Oh, brother, I'm not called for that. A lot of times, that is because you don't want to grow in that area. I'm talking about a person that does what they're supposed to do well and then comes to that determination and says, in fact, that they have been called to something else. You know, I'm not called to be the pastor of this church, nor am I inclined to want that job. And I don't want to be the pastor of the church. I want to be who I am in the Lord. Amen? And you need not to model yourself after some other job. You need to find out what your job is and model yourself into that job. Amen? I can't be Tommy or Matthew Barnett. Heck, I mean, that's like night and day. But I can be Dominic. And you can be whoever you are in Christ and find that slot and take care of it. Don't get busy about a whole lot of things you're not supposed to be about. Don't listen to the people that come up and say to you things like, well, I believe that the Lord showed me you're supposed to do this. You would be surprised how much stuff people have shown others that I'm supposed to do. I believe you're supposed to do this. I believe you're supposed to do that. If you have a burden, that's your burden. Don't give it to somebody else. Amen. If you're lazy, then keep your mouth quiet and you won't have to do something else. But don't go giving your burdens to others. If God laid it on your heart, He laid it on your heart. Let me give you a little brief instruction on the way God works. God will tell each of you something and be quiet and don't tell anybody. And then because He is God, He will send a person that walks up to you and says something like this. I don't know why, but the Lord told me to come tell you this, and I don't know what it means, but I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. That's how you get confirmation on what God is telling you. You don't go home and tell somebody that's your roommate, your mother, your father, your brother, well, I believe God told me I'm supposed to do this. You wait. And God, if it was God, will send somebody supernaturally to confirm what He has spoken to you. That's why I don't listen to people that tell me, well, I believe, brother, you're supposed to do that. No. God is just as capable of talking to me as He is to anybody else. But that's why He says, wait for confirmation. If it is God and you have told nobody in God's time, somebody will come up and say, I don't know why, but God told me to tell you this. And that's how you'll know what you heard is God. Amen? As a leader, everybody's trying to give you more responsibilities. Make sure you take care of God's responsibilities, not everybody else's. Amen? Stay focused on your responsibility. It says, let love be without hypocrisy. Learn to love people. Amen? A leader must be a person that loves people and not just a particular kind of people, but all people. If you love God and God's love is reigning in you, you got a lot of love to share with everybody. If you don't love everybody, then you are not yet at that place where God can use you as a leader. Because people are abusive. How many people know what I'm talking about? People will abuse you. And if you aren't full of God's love and able to love them anyway, then you cannot be a leader. Because you're going to get mad and hateful and stumble your brothers. Amen? You need to be a person that loves unconditionally, whether people are nice to you or not. Amen? Leadership is a place where you grow into all that you can be. It challenges you in every area of your life. So it says, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. What does that mean? Be amiable. Hi. How you doing? Amen. Remember what happened yesterday is yesterday. If somebody hurt you yesterday, that was yesterday. Every day is to be brand new. You're to forgive everybody 70 times 7. Oh, by the way, daily. Don't start keeping that tabs. A lot of people keep tabs. Okay, that's the 8th time. I'm out of here. You understand? Again, it says, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. What does that mean? You're always there. You're dependable. You're the one that people know that if you say something, it's going to happen. You're the one that people look to as a guide for their life. They start to look at you as a leader because your very life shows discipline in leadership. Amen? It says, rejoicing in hope. What does that mean? Your hope is in Jesus. Rejoice in Him. Patient in tribulation. Not throwing a fit. Man, if that guy don't get out of my way, I'm gonna... Self-control. Amen? Self-control. You'll never know what I think for 5 years or so. Because my thoughts aren't always right. I'm a human being. Amen? It says, be angry, but sin not. I get angry. I can still paint a smile on her if I have to. Get the picture? Not flying off the handle. The biggest problem with people today is their lack of self-control. Amen? All right. Continuing steadfastly in prayer. You gotta be a prayer warrior. You gotta be a praying person. You gotta be one that continuously seeks the face of God in their life. Distributing to the needs of the saints, giving to hospitality. What does that mean? You gotta care about your brothers and sisters. Amen? Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Ah, yes. Let's talk about this for a minute. We're awful nice to people that are nice to us. But man, let somebody cross us or call us a name or whatever. And there we go. You fight those things with love, not flesh. Oh, God bless you, brother. I'm sorry you feel like that. I was at a service one night and I had irritated a person, I guess, somehow, because of my sweet personality, I'm sure. And he came up and he wanted a box. He told me he was going to knock me out. And I thought, not likely. But what should I do? Right before service, everybody around? I mean, I had another plan. But I just looked at him and I smiled and I go, you know, brother, I'm really sorry you feel like that. And he kind of kept coming and then, but I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to irritate you like that. I'm sorry. You know, please forgive me. You get it? When you have people coming directly against you, you be the peacekeeper. Amen. You be the one that maintains the peace, no matter what it takes. You don't get caught up in the devil's trap that'll destroy your whole testimony, and nobody will ever listen to you again. I'm going to tell you, you can do good in the Lord for 10, 15, 20 years. But the first time you smack somebody, that's all they're going to talk about for the rest of your life. Are you hearing me? You are to be a peacekeeper. Amen? In every situation. Says, rejoice with those who rejoice. Be happy for others. If they're happy, don't be jealous. If they're getting blessed, be happy for them. And those that are crying and have tears, hug them. Cry with them. Pray for them. Amen? It says, be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. You know what? The one thing that irritates me more than anything that happens occasionally, but it's getting less and less, is people are always trying to hang on my leg. Do you know what that means? If you ever had a little dog, they won't leave you alone. They're always like, everywhere you go, you're walking like this. Get off me. Get off me. There are many people in the church that they walk around behind people that are men and women of God. Just, oh, Pastor, that was so wonderful. Oh, oh, oh. I guess another way of saying it is sucking up. Amen? Let me just be real. Can I be real? Everybody else be spiritual. I'll just be real. Amen? I'm going to tell you right now, don't do that. If you admire that man, admire the Jesus in that man. Recognize that what you're seeing is not the man, it's Jesus in the man. Seek the Jesus in the man and become like that part of him that is Jesus. But don't think for a minute that any man is good, because that's a lie. Men and women will fail you, will stab you, will leave you hanging. Do you get it? It's Jesus, people. It is Jesus. It is Jesus and only Jesus that is worthwhile emulating. Amen? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm telling you that a leader should be an example. But recognize that if you have a leader that is a great example, he is a great servant of the living God. Amen? But that doesn't make him great. It still makes God in him. Great. Do you get that? You gotta get that. There's so many people, I see it all the time. They're doing that sucking up thing, I guess is a better way of saying it. Oh, Pastor, that was such a good message. Why don't you read your Bible? Why don't you go home and pray and seek God so that you can have a personal relationship with him? Instead of having one with pastor. A leader isn't like that. Amen? A leader doesn't walk behind. No, no. Let me tell you something. A leader is one that has a relationship with God and has godly friends. Amen? And don't misinterpret me. When like somebody like Pastor Tommy talks, I don't care what he's saying, I shut up. And I listen, because he's got something worth hearing every time. Amen? But I don't walk over there and I bug him to death and hang on him and all that. No. You understand what I'm saying? I admire the God in him, and I admire him for his servitude to God. But I want to do greater work than even he's done. My desire is to be a bigger servant in God. And that's only going to happen when you develop that relationship with God. Amen. Now I know you're sitting there going, how are you ever going to do better than Pastor Tommy? You're looking at physical things. I'm looking at God things. I'm not telling you I'm going to build more buildings or any of the rest of that. I'm going to tell you that I'm going to try to keep my heart as pure or purer. Amen. I'm going to try and develop a greater relationship with God, if possible. I didn't say it was possible. I said, if possible. Instead of devoting my time following him around, oh, Pastor, oh. I'm going to follow Jesus around seeking time with him. A leader must have that deep, intimate relationship with God. Period. That is where your strength comes from. Okay, it says, repay no one evil for evil. Ah, yes. Ah, yes, let's stay here a while. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. You're a leader, so somebody messes with you, you mess with them? Huh? Let's talk about it. You're hateful towards somebody because they've been hateful towards you. You're spiteful towards somebody because they've been spiteful towards you. Is that a godly leader? No. You forgive and 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 you forgive. When? Always. And you don't hold aught. I'm not telling you not to be cautious. I'm telling you, you don't hold aught in your heart toward that person. And you do not answer in kind with what he's passing out. Amen? Talking about leader now. Isn't this funny? I'm talking about leadership. You know, a lot of people just go to Timothy. Right? They go to them other books about leaders. But you know what? Leadership starts in just becoming a good Christian. Amen? Leadership starts in just doing the things that all Christians are supposed to do. And if you can't get the little things you're supposed to get right, how can you ever become a leader? All Christians are supposed to act like this. Where are they? Huh? Where are the Christians in this country that act like this? Where are they? We got church splits going on because somebody wants this color of carpet and another one wants this color of carpet. Amen? I mean, we got madness out there. But I'm telling you that leadership starts in just learning how to become a good Christian. Doesn't that make sense? How can you be a leader of Christians if you aren't a good Christian yourself? It always amazes me. Says, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all the people you like. No. It says, live peaceably with all men. Amen? Learn to get along. It says, beloved, do not avenge yourselves. What does that mean? Don't get back at that person that messed with you. It says, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. You know, I love it. I tried this. It works. I'm going to tell you, if you want to have fun in your life, start practicing biblical principles. What I do is people that have reviled me, and by the way, I get reviled. I'm not your average kind of guy, so I have more than ample opportunity for people to come and speak sweet nothings about me when I'm not there. All leaders have this going on. And I'll find out, and I'll hear if somebody's been talking about me, and I'll see that person, and I'll just go, brother! And I'll run over there, and I'll give him a big hug, and I'll go, I love you, man. I love you. Try it. Find somebody that's really been talking bad about you. Try it. It's fun. I enjoy it. And I just pour that love out on them, and they squirm, you know. You get it? And then they feel stupid like they really are. And all I did was share that love of Jesus with them. It's neat. I like it. You got to try it. So a leader will go up and pour them coals on top of that head. Share that love. Shower them with a good thing. I'm telling you, it works. You got to try this. You're going to get the biggest kick out of it. It's fun. I enjoy it. I almost look forward now to people to revile me. Because I get to go there and have a minute of real joy. It says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, today, people, I wanted to read this chapter. I was actually going to start in 13, which is about being obedient to authorities, and I will get to that next. That's another thing we don't like. Right? Well, do we like it? But this is a leadership series, you understand. If you're going to be a leader, you got to be submitted. Amen? You got to be a good Christian, right? You got to be a good Christian before you can lead other Christians in how to be a good Christian. How come is it we want to keep all our petty peeves and then just have everybody call us a leader? Huh? How come we want to keep our fists and our foul mouth and our whatever else we might have and just say, hey, I'm a leader. Not in God, you're not. You may be on a job site with all the rest of the construction garbage mouth. I mean, that might be okay out there, I guess, and I lived out there and I know. But I'm going to tell you right now that if you can't learn to be a good Christian, how do you ever expect to be a good leader? Tell me. Explain to me. I want a 5,000 word essay on how you can be half-stepping and teach other people how to whole-step. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You got to work on yourself and work on those things in God. And I am not talking about being perfect. A cuss word still slips out of my mouth now and then. It does. I don't like it. I hate it. I got to apologize. But it happens. Amen? But I'm sitting there telling you that you got to work on the things in your life first. Before you're ever going to get to be a leader for God in the kingdom. Amen? You got to learn these things that I just said right here before you do anything. You got to get out of the world. You got to get out of your worldliness. You got to get that stuff out of your mind and you got to get the Word of God into it. You got to become a prayer warrior. You got to be a person that when they say something, it's gold. People depend on it. Amen? You got to be a person that is transparent, that you're the same in church and out of church. If they see you at Walmart, you're the same. If they see you at the gas station, you're the same. If they see you at church, it's all the same. What does that mean? You got to become a submitted follower to Jesus Christ. And what does that mean? He leads your life. You don't lead your own no more. Amen? You want to talk about being a leader? I'm going to tell you right now that before you're going to become a great leader, you're going to become a great Christian. Amen? And if you can't become an example, an ambassador for Christ, then you're never going to be a great leader. If you're still more worried about your appearance to men as far as in a fleshly way, then you're not going to make it. If you don't care enough to clean up your life, clean up your act, clean up your lips, clean up the way you live in general, you're never going to make it. I'm talking about leaders. But I'm going to tell you right now that if you can't be a good Christian, you certainly can't be a good leader. Amen. That's why I was going to start in 13, and I was going to go right into obeying all the laws of the land. Oh, don't we hate that? I mean, we do. Obey all the laws of the land. Be obedient to all the authority that is in the land. Isn't that neat? Everybody hates that. Well, that's tomorrow. Today, I'm just going to talk about you being obedient to the laws of God and the mind of Christ and the things that are supposed to be in your life. Amen? Because you cannot be a good leader if you can't be a good Christian. And we got to start with A before we get to B. But today I want to encourage you that you can do it. I want you to know that you can forsake those things of the world. I want you to know that to do this, what you have to do is draw closer to God Almighty. That He's got to become your number one thing in life. That you learn to love Him with all your heart, body, soul, mind, and strength. I said learn. It's a learning thing. You don't get saved and all of a sudden, bang, He's the man. Alright? What it means is that you find out that He's real. And then step by step, as you desire in your heart, so you will become. What I desire in my heart is what I told you. And please, when I talked about I want to do greater work than Pastor Tommy, I wasn't being above myself. That is the desire of my heart because Tommy's heart is to do great works for God. Amen. And my heart is to do great works for God. And I'm not in competition with Him. I didn't mean it that way. What I meant was, if that is the desire of your heart, then all these things will come to pass in your life one step at a time as you walk that direction. Amen? But it's got to be your desire. If you don't even want to be a good Christian, then don't even think about being a good leader. But you should all want to be a good Christian. Why? Because there's a hurt and dying world out there that is looking for the hope of Jesus Christ. And the only Jesus they're going to see is sitting in your seat where your butt cheeks are glued right now. Did you get that? I'm not trying to be obscene, but I'm telling you that Jesus Christ is not going to come back right this minute. The only way people are going to meet Jesus is by looking at you. How much Jesus do you show on a daily basis? Do you get it? Let love overcome evil. Those that curse you, bless them. Be at peace with all men. Learn to love everybody, not just your friends. Do not esteem one above another. If a person is sitting there with puke on them that needs Jesus, witness to them. Amen? You're going to have better luck with him than most of the millionaires a lot of people are trying to get saved. Amen? The Bible doesn't say that all the angels in heaven rejoice when a millionaire gets saved. It says all the angels in heaven rejoice when a single soul gets saved. See, I'm gonna be in a little bit of competition, and I'm gonna close. And my competition is this: is I want everybody, you go witness to all the millionaires you know. If you can get in their house, go ahead. Me? I'm going to Skid Row. Because they're all going to be jewels in my crown. And I don't care what I get here. But when I get to eternity, you see, I want to have one of them big old crowns that's like just huge. I mean, one of them big head pieces, you see. So that if I don't walk just right and I lean, get the picture. Amen. Become Christ-like. Be a real Christian, not a hypocrite. Follow God, and you will become a great leader. Hallelujah. Father, I love you, God. I praise you for your word. Let it be today, God, that each person takes this inside and starts to learn to resemble the word that is written by your Holy Spirit. God, help us to get the desire to become a leader. Help us to quit avoiding and procrastinating in the truth, Lord. Help us to die truly that we might live. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, Amen. Amen.